Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in. I appreciate you all so much. My heart goes out to everyone that's in, I believe, the Mideast who's suffering from the floods. My heart goes out to you. I wish you guys a recovery. And I can imagine, I know the devastation that you guys go through when it's floods. And I remember I was a victim of Hurricane Sandy, so. Those of you guys living in the Midwest, Mideast, I'm sorry, my heart and prayers go out to you and your family for all the flooding, and I just hope you guys just do a great, great cleanup. I know it's going to take some time. Oh, where did he go? Why did he just leave like that? Where did my guest go? Where did my guest go? I don't know. Oh, yeah. What happened? I'm going to jump into a track, and I'll be right back. This is the Timothy Hodge Show on Blog Talk Radio and 99.7 FM. Thank you so much. Here he is back again. Bruno?
Hey, man.
How's it going, man?
Timothy?
Yeah?
How are you, buddy? How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I can't complain, man. Forgive me if we get a bad reception, like where I live. I don't know, for some reason I was trying to get through to you, but my phone kept cutting out. But I'm here now, so hopefully it'll hang in there.
All right, man. That's the most important, man. You know, you're here, man. Do you live up in the mountains or in the country or...
Now, you know where I live, Timothy? I live in Southern California, but I live by a place called Laguna Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. And, you know, sometimes I just get bad reception in the morning. I can't figure, man. It's either that or maybe my phone service, T-Mobile, is just horrible. That's probably more like it.
I'm not going to bad mouth on air, but don't. I'm not. At least you get some reception. Hey, I go when I leave my bedroom and go into my living room, I'm roaming. So I ain't gonna even talk.
Exactly, man. I hear you, man. That's funny.
Bruno, man. Before you talk, man, how has the summer been treating you, man? How has the summer treated you thus far?
Timothy, I can't complain, man. I was out in the sun a little bit yesterday. I was on, Venice Beach, which is known for Gold's Gym and all that stuff. But, you know, the summer's been good, man. I wish it were a little busier, but I'm not complaining. Like, I got my health, so it's all good, man. California, the weather, you can't beat Southern California weather. And so... life is good, man. Yeah, the summer's been good. How about you? How has your summer been?
It's been busy. I did have a chance to squeeze an 8-day vacation in there. And it wasn't even a vacation. It was just a family reunion. So I really didn't have opportunity just yet to even get a vacation. So it's been crazy busy, man. You told me you were out in the sun, man. Did you try to do, like, the tan lady and get this tan?
I was actually, yesterday I was filming this movie with it's going to be called Helicopter Mom, which Helicopter Mom is I never even knew what it was up until like a couple weeks ago, but a helicopter mom is like one of those overprotective moms that does like everything for their kid.
Uh-huh.
And So I was shooting this movie yesterday with you remember Mia Vardalos from My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
I do.
Yeah, so she plays the helicopter mom in this movie. So yeah, I had like we did a scene on the Venice Beach boardwalk yesterday, so that's why I was out in the sun. Yeah.
Okay. Mentioning that, are you guys still filming the Helicopter Mom project?
Well, they were shooting for like 16 days. So, like, I think yesterday was day 10. And so they're shooting for like another 6 more days. I think they're off today. But for me, it was just the one day. I was actually playing like a biker guy, the leader of this biker gang. They're still filming, and she's such a, I tell you, I think of all the people I've ever worked with, that girl, boy, what a sweetheart. She was really friendly. I mean, letting everybody on the boardwalk, Venice Beach, how crowded and crazy it is. I mean, basically, like, letting everybody take pictures with her, and couldn't have been more happier and sweeter and nicer. Yeah, so it was fun. It was a fun day. You know how it is.
Well, interesting, man. So much because of that project. Man, I also played in that movie. You didn't see me on the boardwalk either? Did you see me on the boardwalk?
Was that you? I thought it was you, and then I said, it can't be, because isn't he in New York? And then I wanted to go up to him and get an autograph and a photo, but the next thing I know, I turned around and you were gone.
Man, it was a very quick scene, man, in and out.
I got to be faster on my feet next time, man. That was like a missed opportunity, man. I've been waiting like year after year. I need this photo. I need this picture of me and Timothy together. It would be like, forget about it. I'd have it blown up on my wall. I turn around, I see you running down the boardwalk. It looked like you were carrying jewelry or something. I don't know what it was.
Definitely, you got my word. When I come back down to Cali, I'll definitely give you a holler, and we can make that happen.
Yes, man. Have your people contact my people, and let's get this photo shoot.
Here we go with the industry talk. Big mistake. Why we gotta go through people? I'm here. You're here. Let's make it happen. We don't gotta go through managers and man. And then everyone won't get. Everyone will give me 10%.
Yeah, take them at the 10%. You're right, man. Let's handle it ourselves. Fine. I got a smartphone. We'll take the pictures ourselves. Whatever.
Yeah, man. I mean, you can buy a couple of six packs, man, with that 10% you're gonna give your manager, man.
Absolutely.
So the Helicopter Mom, and what else have you? I know you've done tons of work in the past, man. That I'm very familiar what you have done, man, and so many people are getting into this acting thing now, man. People don't even know how to act. That it shouldn't even be on TV. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
What else have you been? What else have you been working on?
What else have I been working on? Speaking about this summer, I had this, this film that came out. It didn't do all that great at the box office, surprisingly, but, I was in the movie The Internship with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Okay.
So So, you know, I mean, that was my big summer fun, you know. I was hoping it was going to do better. I mean, they did okay. We got beat out by some movie called The Purge for some reason. I guess horror flicks are more in today than the comedy. But, that was my big summer adventure was having that come out, which it came out in June. And now it's like playing, I guess, like in all other countries. And that was my big summer gig, kind of thing. And then I worked like a week ago or 2 weeks ago with, you remember Matt LeBlanc from Friends, Joey?
If I see the face, I know that's his name. But I wasn't really a big Friends watcher.
He played Joey. You know, he was the one that played Joey. You know, whatever. So I've worked on, he's got another show on Showtime called Episodes. So I worked on that. So, you know, I haven't been doing much, man. It's been a slow start for me.
We gotta make some phone calls, man. We can't have that, man. We got that mansion to pay for out there on Laguna Beach, man.
That's what I'm talking about. I already, my place is 18 rooms, as you know. You've been out here. I mean, so now I gotta rent out the rooms. You know, it's ridiculous.
Hey, man. You gotta do something now, though. So we gotta call William Morrison. We gotta make something happen, man. Are you signed to William Morris, right?
I gotta do something. I mean, like, then again, I mean, Timothy, you as well as I do, I don't need 8 bathrooms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you gotta. Maybe you need to sell the property and maybe downsize, or if you want to keep the property manager there, you gotta pay the landlord and get some tenants. Get good tenants. You don't want tenants that's gonna be, you know, tearing down a place and cost some money, man.
That's the problem, exactly. You know, I got these people that come in here. What do you call them? Not stalkers. The people that come in and they stay a couple weeks, and then they figure they got rights. Now they can live here forever. You know what I'm talking about? Not stalkers. I can't think of the word, but anyway. Yeah, man. I gotta maybe I should just be like get myself a studio and. You know, and then use the bathroom at the gas station and save like a ton of money every month. You gotta worry about working.
No, I'm sure it's gonna pick up for you, man. Sometimes it get a little slow, man. But hey, man, I'm trying to get my feet into acting, man. I really would love to do it again. I haven't done acting in so long. I think my last project was with Nickelodeon, and that was when Nickelodeon was Nickelodeon. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is now, but it was Nickelodeon then. This industry is,
It's changed, man. It's changed. You know, it's, I want to get into radio. That's my thing. You know, I don't care who I got to take out. I just want to get into radio. I'm looking at New York right now.
You're stepping in, especially New York. You're stepping into a competitive market, man. And you're ready to get your hands full. Let me tell you, piece of advice with this. It's a lot of work, and you got to deal with so much, man. I make one error. On somebody's, I'll make one error, and then I get, it's like I got the whole New York after me, like, listen, why would you say that? And they take things, and then they run with it. I'm like, oh,
right.
Gosh, what have I done? So you got to be careful. Well, once you have a platform and you get put, and you start getting, man, you got to just be so careful. You got to be so careful. And then I get rivalries with other hosts, and they put me against them, and they say, I said this. I mean, I didn't say anything. I don't even know who that is, but... Yeah, that's what you deal with, man. That comes with the territory of being a radio. And then you gotta every day you gotta try to keep yourself on air and make sure you listen. You know, if that's what they want to hear. That's what they want on the show. That's, you know,
totally.
It comes all
with
territory. But it's a great job, man. I last for five years, man. Oh, yeah, man. This week is anniversary week, man. I've had a great week this week. This is the last day.
This is your 5-year anniversary.
Yes, it is. It is.
Wow,
it is.
And that's an accomplishment, man. In radio and in the big city, dude. That's big. That's pretty big, man.
Yeah, it's 5 years now. I've had some heavyweights that came through this week, man, and so I had some people that sung. And tomorrow night I'm gonna do a big anniversary party, and I invited a few celebrities to come through, man. So it's gonna be great.
Awesome. Yeah, I was listening. I forget, maybe like last week you had Louis Lombardi from The Sopranos on, and that was fun listening to you guys. That was a really
he's funny.
Yeah, you guys together, man. I was cracking up, man.
Yeah, he's funny. I'm waiting on the Italian wife, man. I'm gonna forget it, but I'm waiting on the Italian wife, man. Don't kill me. I'm waiting on the Italian wife. It'd be great.
Yeah, you need an Italian wife, man. I mean, I'm Italian too, and that's why I was listening, hearing you say that. I'm like, that Timothy, man, he's got to find himself an Italian girl. Maybe he's got to head down to where are the Italians hanging out, man? I guess Brooklyn. If there's still any left in Brooklyn, or you always go where I'm from. I'm actually from Jersey, so you can always head out to Jersey. I know there's a lot of Italians out there.
Where in Jersey?
Well, I grew up in, Newark, where the airport is, North Jersey, and then I lived in...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I lived in, North Jersey, like Essex County, where basically the same vicinity where they taped all the Sopranos stuff, like where the Sopranos were supposed to take place. Like, that's really where I grew up.
God, you gotta be specific to me, because you're talking to a Jersey-born guy. That's on my birth certificate. I was born and raised in Newark, so I know Jersey with my eyes closed. So yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know that. I grew up on as a kid on Montclair Avenue and Ridge Street in the North Ward section in Newark. And then my family, we moved to a little suburb in Essex County called Roseland. And
it's gorgeous up there. They got bears and everything, tigers now. I live in that area. I live in West Orange, so it's like right up the street.
Oh, my God. That's so funny, Timothy. I lived in West Orange, too, man. I lived in West Orange. I lived in Nutley. I actually worked, I'm going back a ways, but I worked in a strip joint in West Orange back in the day called Spanky's.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my little West Orange tribute.
Don't tell too much, man. We don't want you to tell too much, man. So
if you sound face away, can you cut that part out?
Fortunately, we can't do that. It is what it is. You'll live, man.
Oh,
well. It may boost up. It may get you your next gig. Do you got any? Now, as an Italian man, are you a great cook as well, or should I say, why did I even ask that question?
Yeah, I wish I was, man. It sounds like Louis Lombardi. He was he definitely sounds like someone that loves cooking, but not me, man. I had my mom was from Italy, and my father too, but my mom, that would be she cook. But I never picked it up. I never I'm one of the bachelor living out here, and it's not often where I get a good home cooked meal, so no, I got to say a negative on that one, Timothy. How about you cook? You like cooking?
I don't like cooking, but I do cook because I had to eat. I do cook, and I love some Italian dishes. Are some of my favorites, man, and that's why I don't tell people I'm fat, but that's why I got a few extra pounds on me, because I'm not eating so much Italian food. And I love the different kinds of, as I was telling Louis, the different kind of pastas that you use, and you know, when I use, I make spaghetti and things like that. I don't use the long spaghetti things. I use like the noodles, the curls, and it comes out so much better when it soaks in and different things like that. I don't follow those fake wannabe chefs that be on TV. I don't follow them. No offense to them. I like to follow my own method, and I like to, you know what I mean? I don't got time for all that recipes. I don't buy books that cost like $80 a book. Hey, if you're going to give out press copies, then come on, but I ain't got time to be buying those books.
Yeah, I know, man. That's the thing. You got to book those guys on the show. This way you get they send you the copy of the book so you could promote it. And, hell, we're paying $80 for some cookbook.
I'm already tell the station to send you a plane ticket up here, so you're gonna be my talent coordinator, and you got a job. Cause you just sound like you know what you're doing already. You just sound like a person. You know what you're talking about. Cause that's absolutely what I do. But nevertheless, man, my album is coming out August 21st.
Whoa.
And you don't gotta buy it. You can just go on iTunes and download it for free.
Wait, let me write this down. Okay, iTunes
download
free.
For free.
I love free stuff.
Hey, I tell people this because I said if you can't afford, I know it's a recession and I try to respect everybody's budget. I say if you can't go to the stores and buy it, don't go out and buy a Blu-ray copy. Just go get it on iTunes. That way, at the end of when 2014 comes, I can file it on my income tax. So please. Don't go buy it. If you don't have the money to buy it, it's free on iTunes. You can download every single thing on the old interview. So, and it's not going to be any music. It's just going to be some of my most memorable interviews that I've had throughout the course of the 5 years that I've been on air. And when we're talking interviews from Smokey Robinson to, you know, Stephanie Mills to some of the greats that have been, of course, you know, Whitney Houston and Mom, you know.
You've had some, you know to have some great guests, and that's why I was honored that I even slipped in there. It must have been, I was saying, oh my gosh, it must be having a slow Friday over there, letting me get on it, so.
I never forget where I come from. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I never forget where I come from. If I can help you, then I can. But I don't like to be able to tell other people all the time that don't use me. But if I can help you, definitely, I would definitely do. Because I grew up in the project. I grew up in the worst area. I grew up in Prince Street Project, and then I moved to Step 1 Project, which both are closed down. One is knocked down. It's a totally different area now. So I grew up in the wealthiest areas of New Jersey, so I don't forget where I come from. But, only thing changed was my address. I mean, I live in a nice home up in West Orange. You know, West Orange is gorgeous. I live at the top, you know, of Eagle Rock. But, you know, if I can help, my gosh. And then that goes out to you too, Bruno. If you ever need my help with anything, just give me a call. Give me a call. Email me. Hit me up on Facebook. I mean, I'm pretty whack on Twitter because I don't have a lot of followers. But, I'm always, and I this is one thing about me as a whole, as this person with a voice. I reach back out to people. If you hit me up on Facebook, I respond to you. I don't ignore you or message me. I see that. But
That's good. I like that.
I want to see you in more stuff, man. I really do. I really want to see you in more stuff, man. And you got my support, man. I want to see you back on TV. The guy that was you mentioned the internship. I think guy, what is his last name? Is Nadari? I know he was in the. He played, I believe, in the internship. Or was it him?
The internship. That was that movie about Google.
I know this guy that was on. I know he was in that movie as well.
What was his name? I'll tell you if he was in it.
No, his name is Guy. I can't think of
Guy, like G-U-Y, Guy?
Yeah. I can't think of the last name. He's Italian as well. And you and these Italians have just been coming through the show recently.
Uh-oh. That could be trouble.
And the thing is this, I tried to fool him. I not knowing that we were friends on Facebook, and so I said, "Yeah, I'm Italian too." I'm not that quick today. I made this beautiful Italian name. She said that was your no, Aunt Jen. She says he said Aunt Jen. He said I said yeah. You don't remember her?
I remember that. Yeah. That was funny. You and Lou could almost be like Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. You two could be a great comedy team.
I'm not. Listen, I ain't gonna quit my day job. I quit my day job. Get me on the comedy stage. I don't know what to say or what to do. You know, I stay in my lane because people always say they want to be comedians, and then when they actually go out hit the stage, they're like, they're actually, you know, they're not good. So I don't know. Maybe if I give it a try, I may start selling out. So you may give it a try, man. Bruno, are you on the social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, and are you on those sites?
Yeah, I am, Timothy. I'm on Twitter, man. I'm on Facebook too. I got one of those. You know, I think I'm a big shot some days, and I got myself one of those Facebook pages. I don't like to say a fan page, but I'll just say like a work page, you know, under my name, Bruno Amato. And I'm on Twitter too, man. I'm under, my name on Twitter is liberal _ or underscore, whatever they call that little sign, liberal actor. That's me.
Okay. Well, you got to follow the show. You got to follow the show. Timothy Astro is on Twitter now. So you got to follow the show. I'm on Twitter as well, but you'll find me.
Yeah, no, totally, man. I love that. Like, it's well, you know, obviously I'm gonna have to tweet that I was on your show today. Obviously, that goes without saying.
Hey, if you want Facebook, man, I would definitely announce it. Oh, I'm gonna definitely announce it anyway. I announced it yesterday, and we got a lot of likes. But you know, man, I appreciate you so much, man. I want you, anything you want to get out there to my listeners and let them know, man?
You know what? Let me see. Anything? Did you say anything?
Anything. You can talk about your baby mother, the fourth wife. I'm joking.
Let me see. I'll tell you one thing. I always like to give a shout out to a person that changed my life. And I don't know if you ever heard of this guy, but his name is Les Brown. He used to be married to Gladys.
Brown.
Les Brown. Like,
yes,
oh, yeah.
Les Brown. Les Brown. I do know who he is. Yes, I do. He had a talk show at some point. I remember. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's like a motivational speaker. And he, you know, I used to... Timothy, when I lived in Jersey, I used to be an iron worker. I was an iron worker, and I read this guy's book, which was Live Your Dreams by Les Brown. And it turned my life around, man. That's when I decided to become an actor. And I my life has been so much happier, because obviously when you're doing something that you're passionate about, which I know you are, like with your job in radio, and me too, like being an actor, there's something about living your dreams and going to work every day and loving what you're doing just makes life that much more enjoyable. So I always like to send a shout out to that guy. And you know what's so funny, Timothy? He's on radio too now in Los Angeles, and I got to call him about a year ago and tell him, you know, thank you for changing my life. So, I'll just say that's my shout-out to Les Brown.
Yeah, I do remember Les. I do remember that he was married to Gladys. That's the way right he was.
Yeah. So,
but, I mean, nevertheless, that's what's wonderful, man. I know sometimes we need, you know, sometimes different people go touch us, you know, or help affect our life, you know, in some sort of way. But, you know, nevertheless.
Yeah, totally, man. You gotta give thanks to the people that have helped you along the life's path. So.
Right. I mean, I appreciate you, man, for coming on my show, man, and taking time out, man. All of my guests are stars, you know, in my book, man. No, everyone's a person at the end of the day. whether you're A-list, B-list, C-list, however they categorize it. But, you know, everybody's somebody on this show, you know. And one thing that I don't do, I don't characterize or I don't make everybody a friend to the show, but I'm going to make you a friend to the show. And, you know, you can come back by any time, man. Like I said, any time that you need me or you want to reach out to me, man, you want me to promote something free of charge, man, just text me and, you know, I'll make it happen.
You're awesome, man. No, thanks so much, man. I totally appreciate that. You're a good man. I'm glad we got to meet today. And well, I mean, I saw you on the boardwalk yesterday too, running down the boardwalk with the jewelry.
I got definitely come down. I'm gonna tell you something before I let you go. I'm not gonna talk you to death, but I think I was down there back in June for the BET Awards. And
I know you don't like LA. I know.
No, it's not that. I told you, everybody said, Tim, you're down here. Come see me. But the thing about it is that, Bruno, is that Los Angeles is just something about, like, I just have to come here, do what I need to do, and I got to get out of there. I can't stay in Los Angeles and hang out, even though I have my mind is set to do it, but my body tells me, I say, no, I got to get out of here. I don't know why. I can't never stay in Los Angeles for more than a couple of days. So I always say, maybe if I meet that right person that I got to hang out with, then maybe I'll stay, you know, for a long time. Because it's mostly work and back to LAX, and I'm back over to the East Coast wherever I got to go. So.
You know what, Timothy? I'm not friends. I don't really know Lou Lombardi personally, even though, you know, I know his career. But I think next time you come out here, meet you and Lou, we got to go to some Italian restaurant, or better yet, we'll go to Lou's house, let him cook us some Italian one of his Italian meals, and we'll all sit down and have a great time.
Yeah, that would be great, man. That would be great. I'm not sure on the schedule.
Set it up for us.
I definitely will, man. Matter of fact, I know I have to come out to Los Angeles, so I'm going to be doing a press tour for the album, and I want you to, you know, I want you to definitely check it out, man. But I'm going to definitely try to come back out to L.A. and make that happen, man. I'm going to definitely come out. I like to host my work. And like I told Louis, and I'm going to tell you, if you're ever in New York, man, you got to definitely come by the station and holler at me, man. You guys are more than welcome to come by. I really, really, really mean that.
Wow, awesome, man. That's nice of you for the invitation. Thanks, man. I'll take you up on that for sure.
No, I'm serious. I'm going to text you my information. So I want you to keep in touch, man, and definitely follow me on Twitter or whatever, man. And thank you so much, man. And come back by anytime, all right?
Hey, Timothy, thank you, man. I totally appreciate your friendship and having me on today and letting me chat with you, man. It was a lot of fun. Thanks so much, buddy.
All right, man. You'll be blessed, man. You'll be blessed, man. You take care.
You be blessed too, man. Take care. See ya.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Special thanks to Bruno, I don't want to put his last name wrong, AMATO, I believe it's a Matt Tolomito, shout out to him for coming on the show. Make sure you guys check them out on their Facebook, and your Twitter. I thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. It's the Timothy Hot Show on 99.7 FM and on Blog Talk Radio. Great interview. This was a great, great interview, nevertheless. Thank you so much once again. I'm going to jump into my last track of the day, my music, Soul Chow. And love you. Stay up. Stay strong. Take care.
Can you take me telling you when I know the situation looks shady, yes, but mucker, will you believe when I say
I'm sorry, that is not Music Social, that is Avant, that's recording artist Avant, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in, guys. Thank you so much, it's the 5th anniversary, this is the last day of the anniversary week, so I think all of the guests who have came through, let's see, Kelly Price, and Nesby, Dr. Wendy Walls, What else came through? So many other people that came through this week. Thank you all so much. You know who you are. Too many to remember right now. Thank you all so much who came through this week to help me celebrate. And lastly, Kelly Price. So many other people that came through this week. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for keeping me on for 5 years. I appreciate you so much. It means a lot. Thank you to the fans. And remember, any comments, complaints, concerns, timothyhotshow@gmail.com is the email that you can reach out to the show. Our staff and we'll get back to you. So if you want to hear songs, complaints, or if you want to hear something or you want to send your music that can be replayed on the air, and for consideration, just give me a holler, timothyhotshow@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Shout out to my dad, Bruno, for coming on the show. Please support him and his movement. Once again, here's Avant. Take care.
Can you take me telling you the truth when I know the situation the shady is? Will you believe when I say I knew that you'd be tripping? So I stepped out in my ride in the driveway. So before we get into the things that we shouldn't do, I'ma need your undivided attention. Cause it's fantasies and reality. Baby, which one are we living in? I don't wanna blend in with every other relationship that be falling in and out, girl. I know that I trip, cause every time we argue, I think about having someone on the side, girl.
So before we get into the things that we shouldn't do,
I'ma need your undivided attention. Cause it's fantasies and reality. Baby, which one are we living in?
What could you be?